I'm talking to Claire Sweeney, Portfolio Manager, Audit Scotland, about our latest report, The Overview of the NHS in Scotland's Performance in 2010-11. Claire, could you just give us an outline of what the report's about?
This report provides an overview of the performance of the NHS in Scotland in 2010-11. It examines the financial performance of the NHS and highlights current and future pressures and risks facing the NHS. We also looked at how the NHS has performed against targets and outlined some of the key health-related issues that face Scotland.
Okay, and what are the key things that you found?
The overall performance of the NHS in Scotland was good in 2010-11, but there are significant challenges ahead. We know that funding for the NHS has reduced in real terms and that pressures on the system continue to rise.
Now, you point there to some significant pressures. Could you tell us what are those pressures and how bad is the situation that we're talking about here?
There are some long-term health-related problems in Scotland, such as obesity, smoking, alcohol and drug misuse, which the NHS can't tackle alone. And we recommend in the report that our boards need to work much more closely with their partners, for example, with local government, to make sure that these issues are addressed and tackled. We know that the NHS needs to work to make the service more efficient and effective and help to continue to improve the quality of NHS services at a time when changes to the population in Scotland mean that there are increasing numbers of older people in Scotland and demands on the service will continue to rise. We also know that there are financial challenges facing the NHS going forward. Funding for the NHS is reduced in real terms, yet there are some key cost pressures for the health service.
Your report actually has quite a bit of good news about the health of the nation. So I wonder if you could take us through that a wee bit. But also, you know, you've alluded to some significant health problems as well. If you could tell us a bit about that.
Deaths from coronary heart disease, stroke and cancer have continued to fall, and these are the three main causes of death in Scotland. So that's good news. We know that the NHS met three quarters of its 28 targets, but performance against these targets varied at a local level. Further good news is that there's been significant reductions in healthcare-related infections, and we know that over 80% of patients who responded to surveys said they were satisfied with the treatment they received from the NHS. However, there are long-term health-related problems faced in Scotland, such as obesity, smoking and levels of drug and alcohol misuse, and we know that the NHS can't tackle those problems alone. Overall, life expectancy in Scotland is lower than that in most other European countries. The NHS really needs to work more effectively with partners to address some of these concerns, particularly with councils.
Okay, just lastly, what would you like to see happen now?
We would like to see the NHS continue to meet its financial targets and sustain the efforts that have been made to improve quality and effectiveness, for example, around reducing hospital infections. We would like to see boards enhance how they work with partners to generate efficiency savings and also to help to address health inequalities and the long-standing health-related problems facing Scotland.
Claire, thanks very much.